I think it was just missing up, staying on the field, maintaining drives. When we go out there, you know, regardless if it's preseason or not, the starters are playing or whoever's out there, we got to go out there and, you know, maintain drives. We got to continue to, you know, drive the ball, put points on the board, and that's the main thing. It's not about who's out there at the time. Whenever you go out there, you go out there to perfect what you're doing, you know, and that's what we got to do. We just got to work on our game, and we'll be all right.
What are the critics missing, though? People that say, oh, crying out loud, it's been 12 possessions, one field goal. What are the critics missing?
I mean, like you said, I mean, at the end of this preseason, you know, you're not supposed to think like that, but sometimes you go out there with that thought, and it's, you know, it's like, oh, sometimes you just want to get out the game, you know, make sure you're healthy and get out of there. But, you know, the critics, they're going to always be critics. Like you said, if we were coming out and we were lighting things up and we had, you know, 700 yards, or when we had with the 300 yards the first game, and then everybody said, oh, the Rams aren't going to be that good of a team. So, you know, there's always going to be somebody out there that's doubting what you're doing. You got to accept it. You got to move on from there. We got to get things going. We got to maintain our drives. Like I said, we got to just continue to work harder and worry about us, not what everybody else is saying.
People oftentimes are saying that quarterbacks should do great in their third year. You know Matt Leinart from your time at SC. You've been around Vince for a while. From your perspective, and the fact that you're a running back, though, and it's a little different playing running back in the NFL versus quarterback. From your perspective, what are people saying? What's your thought on the whole situation?
These men get paid to play football. You know, the Keith Bullocks, the Kyle Vandenbosch, the Albert Haynesworth. I mean, if you got to line up against those guys, they're coming at you every play, and they're paid to play. You know, so you gotta understand that. You know. I can't really comment on the situation down in Arizona because I don't know, but I know Matt is a competitor. I've seen Matt do what he needs to get done, and I've seen him win a lot of football games with us based on his arm. So it's a situation right now where, you know, things aren't working out. You know, they're throwing stuff up in the wind with Vince right now. They're saying this and that about him. But the thing is, you know, we went to the playoffs last year, everybody praised him. He won the Rookie of the Year, everybody praised him. So the thing, you got to take the good with the bad. That's always how it's going to be and always will be, so whatever.
How fresh are you after getting last weekend off?
Not too fresh. Still got practice, man. It's like, nah. I'm good, man. You know, I'm as fresh as I'm ever going to be again at this point in the year. You know, it's really no getting fresh. You know, the bye week, when the bye week come around, you might get a couple days off to get a little better. But other than that, you know, camp, we've been through a couple preseason games. We ain't going to get healthy at this point. If you got some Knicks, they're going to keep being Knicks. You just got to suck it up and keep fighting.
Do you like this philosophy of playing the starters in the final preseason game into the third quarter? Because, you know, some teams have a different one. I mean, it's really...
That it's
a risk. No. It's a risk reward philosophy. I mean, you've got the threat of an injury, but you've also got that you get the work. I mean,
is Jeff watching?
I don't know. Well, I mean, just what.
I say, sit us down. Let's move on to Jacksonville. You know, but it's good to it, too. You know, like you said, we got to get out there and keep getting work. The more we work with each other, the more comfortable we get with each other and the better we work with each other. So we just got to continue to work, you know, sustain drives and move the ball down the field, you know, put points on the board and we'll be all right.
How important is it for you to get a touchdown in this game with the first team on?
A touchdown is important every time you play football. You know, seven is better than three. Three better than zero, but, you know, seven keeps – it's something about seven that helps us out. You know, we got to continue to keep going, man. We're going for touchdowns. You know, I think Coach Dinger made a point the other day, you know, like out of 14 drives, if you get two touchdowns out of 80-play drives, that's a pretty good day. So, you know, regardless of how it looks or how many drives we have, we're going out there to score touchdowns. But as long as we win the games, it doesn't matter.